So we just did a really cool live, and I was explaining how I'm tired, and you know, I kind of just like want to take a break and enjoy the rest of my day. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, all the stuff out and everything, blah blah blah. And I realized, you know, again, when it comes to new platforms, you don't know how to work them. So I didn't know what I was really doing. I did it, but I didn't do it. Does that make sense? So now we are here officially, and I'm going to give you guys the full rundown. Again, what are we doing? We are currently watching the Super Bowl. Okay. So far, Philadelphia is really doing their thing. Sorry, I'm turning this way because my neck hurts when I look like this. Philadelphia is doing their thing. Philadelphia is, they is doing it. I'll say this. I'm trying to remember what I did say. Their defense is quite out of this world. Okay, they flock to Kansas City Chiefs offense literally like birds. All right? That's one. Hurts does a really great job throwing the ball, even if it isn't his intention to throw it at a particular person. He does a really good job at throwing it and making sure that the person, you know, is open, available to catch it. It had an interception that ended up in a touchdown, okay? So they currently have 17 points. Kansas City Chiefs have zero. Their kicker had to kick twice. The first time was amazing. The second time was a little sketch. Did I hear that? Sorry, my chest is hard to breathe here. The second one almost didn't make it. It was a little, like, super curve at the last minute. It went back in, okay? Yeah. I will say this, too. The offense does a really great job when they catch the ball and it's close to the sideline. They do a really good job of making sure both feet are in bounds before going out of a bounds. And that's very important because if you just have one foot down, it doesn't count. Okay. Oh, shit. Hurts was running and then stumbled. But it's okay. It's okay. Also, I wanted to say, Mahone, he did this really weird throw. I've never seen anybody throw like this. Where he literally jumped up like a little star, literally legs out like this and threw it down. And the person caught it. You know, there was a great catch. But then afterwards, he kept, like, readjusting his hip. And I'm like, does he have an issue with his right hip? Like something going on with his right leg, his right hip, because the throw was a little weird, and then after that was like, what's going on? Okay. Oh, shit. Hurts. I just did all this shit, talk about how great you are, and these last two plays have been ghetto. Oh, he did. I called unnecessary roughness earlier in the game. They didn't call it, but it was a little hectic. Don't be shaking your head. You knew that was uncalled for. Oof. Okay, hold up. 14 gets the ball. Okay. I can't tell if they lost yardage or not. It's second and down, 28 seconds. On the countdown, 2 minutes and 8 seconds before halftime. Philadelphia is up 17. Kansas City Chiefs at zero. Number six is looking a little tired and hurt on the Chiefs. Number 95, he took his helmet off on the field. Okay, this is the first football game I've watched all season. This is the first football game I watched in years. I think the last football game I watched was the halftime show with 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Mary J. Blige. And Dr. Dre. And Eminem. Am I missing somebody? I think that kind of sums that up. I ain't really watched football since. Okay, hold up. Okay. Ooh, ooh! Hurts has redeemed himself. He just threw that ball under an immense amount of pressure. There were so many people around. And who is that? Number, who is it? Let's show it again. Yeah, there were people. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, number 95 was this close to tackle him with the ball still in his hand. 88 caught it. 88 caught it, made sure all of them feet were in. Thank you for redeeming yourself, Hurts, because child. Y'all remember this? Never mind. Yo, one of the commercials in here was Jurassic Park is coming out with a new one. And the graphics in the new Jurassic Park look freaking epic. I mean, they look epic, okay? Now, y'all don't know this because I ain't never talked about it, but I guess we're talking about it now. I love Jurassic Park, okay? It's been my favorite thing since I was a kid. Like, you know, everybody has their, like, thing. Now, I've had a lot of things, okay? Harry Potter, Twilight, Jurassic Park. Obviously, Jurassic Park is before Harry Potter and Twilight, but Jurassic Park's, and there's a new one, and it looks so good. It didn't give a date of when it was coming out. It just says the trailer's available now. So sometime today, I'm going to watch the trailer. Because the commercial looked epic. I want to see it. Mayonnaise. Oh my gosh, the mayonnaise reminds me of that, what's the movie, Undercover Lover, where the black guy, Dave Chappelle, was dating the white girl. Oh my gosh, what is her name? I cannot think of her name. And they love the mayonnaise, and they called him Conspiracy Brother. I can't remember the premise of that movie. I just remember that part because they used to go so in on him in that mayonnaise. Oh my gosh, his mustache just flew away. What the fuck? To go from looking at y'all to looking over here and there's a mustache flying is crazy. By the way, I gave y'all a full rundown, and I'm going to do this again. But I'm going to say it here so I don't forget. Full rundown of social media. So I explained how I've been doing social media for 17 years now. And I started on MySpace and then did Tumblr. My Tumblr name was Mrado Bessels, which is Purple Kisses, okay? And I didn't do Pinterest, but I did have Facebook and I had AIM. And then, you know, Instagram. And then TikTok, Twitter, X now, I guess. And, you know, Threads, all that stuff, right? I am trying to learn everything because each platform is different and, you know, it's a lot. And since corporate America is not a thing for me right now, who is that going to? Because I was behind both of them. Now, I don't know if Hurts should have threw further. Well, I guess Hurts should have threw further. I can't ask number 11 to slow down. Are they about to punt it? Yeah, they are. It's 4th and 3rd, 10 seconds on the countdown, 1 minute, 50 seconds, 56 seconds left. Philadelphia still up. But what I was saying is, oh, by the way, one time the Chiefs punted it and the Eagles caught it and ran that, they ran it back. And then also there was a point in time where the Eagles intercepted and ran that baby in for a touchdown. wild, okay? Wild. Now, with this being said, what was I saying? Oh, going back to social media. So it's like, I'm trying to figure it out, and again, I almost didn't do this, but I didn't do it correctly first, so I'm coming back in here now, but my throat's tired, and my body's achy, and my neck hurts, and it's just like, but I'm trying to let y'all in on the real me. It bounced, and I got it. Oh, Apple Music is sponsoring the halftime show? Is that a first? I didn't even know the halftime shows were, like, is it sponsored? She took her coat off. She got her serious face on. Which one is she at? Okay. Uh-oh. It was just intercepted by the Eagles! Oh my gosh! 53 just intercepted that. Almost at the goal line! Almost! It's so close, they get another touchdown! They pressured him and 53 lead and caught that shit like a real motherfucking football player would too! Winfrey voice. Ooh, because it was going to number 5. He got his tongue all the way out. Y'all got my hoes looking stressed. And again, this is just like commentary. I don't want issues with nobody. I'm just speaking on the facts. Y'all really do got Mahomes looking stressed. Damn, Jay Hurts got 111 yards, one interception. Hold up. Okay, that was kind of choking. That was a little bit of choking, number 90 on the Chiefs. This nigga had his arm up for him like this, yeah. They showed that amazing interception catch again. Oh, yeah. Look at Mahomes' face. Look at him just, like, what the f... Morrow is happy. We got one timeout remaining. Hurts does a great job of you not being able to read his lips the way he talks with his cheeks. Okay, hold up. Okay. Ooh, ooh. I mean, Hurts was completely wide open, all right? Do that shit to motherfucking Brown, number 11, and straight in for a touchdown. Woo, and they slid crisscrossing that bitch, yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, it was just perfect. Everybody was wide open. I love it. I mean, he... You want to say hi? He wants to say hi. He loved the camera. Say hey. Are they going to get the extra point straight down the middle? They got a really good kicker. Most kickers, you know, I said this in the first one. A lot of kickers, they can't see my face, baby. A lot of kickers aren't really, you know, great at kicking. A lot of them miss. And, like, this one's pretty good. This is his third one. The second one was a little, but he had to do back-to-back. You know what I mean? But this one's good. Okay, Shahari. You know, I used to run track, and, like, I was always, like, Shahari reminds me of the younger version of me when I ran track. And I love the fact that she's just like an authentic black girl. Does that make sense? You know, the nails, the hair, just like. Because that was my thing. I always had braids for state, and I always made sure I had a French tip on no acrylics. But I was actually really a tomboy, so that was the only time I got dolled up. I'm gonna go back and watch this commercial again. Ooh, that was a great pose. Yeah, y'all. Alright, y'all. I'm gonna take y'all up until halftime show, and then halftime show, I'm gonna enjoy myself. No offense. I do love y'all, and this is my first time. I know it's just like, okay. You know, like I said earlier, it's like your first time coming like this. My first time I did come in like this. I did not get dolled up at all today. I just was not in the mood. I wasn't in the mood for any of it today. Not even a little bit. So I'm surprised that we're here. Okay? I had a morning. I had an attitude. Why? Because my throat's hurting, and then it made me think about the restaurant, Ramanaji, and them lying about their broth. And sent me to the ICU. Okay, where I was on freaking oxygen and all this medicine to help with the fucking anaphylactic shock that they gave me. And then, you know, being sexually assaulted in the ICU by a nurse, and then medical negligence and retaliation because I said something, and then nurse abuse, and just, oh! That's what my morning consisted of, was like thinking about that and talking about it and just so frustrated. So, you know, after this, I am going to have to chill because literally, my days, like when I do have the energy and I feel up to it, I'll like record some videos and whatnot. And I'm only doing that because, again, I'm trying to make the social media thing work for me because, you know, I've been doing it for 17 years and it's really all I know. And I tried getting a job in corporate America and it didn't work. And I can't do fitness because why? I'm in a chair. So, you know, and I'm trying to learn all these new platforms and it's a lot. And I'm trying not to just sit and be sad and depressed. And I'm trying to find a way to feel empowered by my situation and be motivated. I'm trying, okay? But social media, guess what it does? It takes you using your voice. And after like recording a few videos, I recorded 3 videos today and it was short. And doing this, and my throat hurt so bad. So it's like I'll do that and then I don't talk. Which I don't talk. I literally just be sitting in silence because my throat hurts and I'm trying to give it a chance to recover. Ooh, my horn just running. My horn, you gotta be quicker than that. Like, here's the thing. Okay, he did get tackled. But like, there was a point in time where it was wide open for my horn and it's just like, baby, quick feet. There was a space open. You could have ran and really got some yardage in there. I get it, you're a quarterback and a great one. Like you're coming back to try to win your 3rd Super Bowl. I am not saying you are not a great football player. I'm just saying quick feet in that exact moment. Yeah, it's just like run, baby, run. Oh, this is what I did say earlier. When I was younger, my dad was saying I should be a sport. He just threw that away. I should be a sports analyst because him and I used to do this, to sit here and talk football and, you know, do exactly what I'm doing now. But we would do it together. And I almost played football in a female football league, but, you know, you had to wear lingerie and play football, and I just wasn't about it. And, you know, now here I am. Half naked online, so it doesn't matter. Except now I'm in a wheelchair, so there's, you know, no female football there. But, you know, and I really into football, just haven't watched it in a while because it was our thing, you know what I mean? And I'm not really cool with my dad, so, but I remember one time I was dating this guy and, you know, he was in the industry and I was talking about football and, you know, describing the game and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And because I was so enthusiastic about it, he thought that, oh, that was a really nice catch, number five, on the Chiefs. He thought I was messing with one of the football players, like this football player I was talking about. I'm like, no, he's just on my team. I'm a Cowboys fan, and he's our quarterback. Huh? And, like, at that time, like, I was going to the training camps and, like, you know, back when, this particular person was a general manager. Like, my family knew him, so we were, like, on the field. And granted, I guess that does, when you look at it like that, it does look like it. It looks like it. It's like, okay, how'd you get that VIP access? And you posted up online these VIP access photos. And you're talking about football. Ooh, and he fumbled it. Number eight fumbled. It was right in your hands, baby. But yeah, so I guess it looks like, okay, she may have been dating him, he may have got her back there. But that really wasn't it. No, and so I'm more of like a football player, like I'm more into football than I am basketball. I don't really know much about basketball. I mean, I know about it, but I don't really watch it as much, this and that. And even with this, it's like, I somewhat know the game, but I don't really know a lot of the players, because again, I don't be watching like that, you know, I'm busy with stuff. So there was a, at this particular training camp, there was an NBA player who was there. My dad was like, you want to take a photo with him? And I was like, no. And I said it like that. He was like, but I didn't, you know, it was in front of the guy, and I meant no disrespect. My dad was like, did you just say no to so-and-so? He was like, fine, I'll take a photo. And he did. He was just like, I can't believe you just said you don't want to take a photo with so-and-so. And I was just like, well, I didn't know who he was. He was like, so, just take the photo. And I was just like, okay. Okay. But the, I can't think of their name now. They were like the Chiefs, Chief of Commanders. They knew who I was from social media, and they asked for a photo, so I took a photo with them. I obviously took a photo with the quarterback. No, child, what's happening here? That's crazy. I obviously took a photo with our quarterback and some other players. And there was one player on the team that I thought was cool. But the GM at the time was like, do not let her date that man. He's abusive to women. And I was like, oh, I won't get into specifics of who, because then it'll give away who, and that's not what I'm trying to do right now. I was just trying to say that. But I did, there was a girl that I was really cool with when I was younger. And she was into sports and stuff too. And like low key, if we would have ever do like sports analyst like thing, we would have did it together. It's 9 seconds left. I'm going to go to the halftime. I'm about to get up out of here. Get up off of here. I took her with me. And I took her and her best friend with me up there that year. All right, y'all. It's been great. It's been fun. Throat is feeling it. I will see y'all later. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I know it's like, okay, again, I already explained why I'm coming in like this. I'm trying to get to know the real me. And sometimes I just don't be made up. Sometimes I be like this, feeling sad and whatnot. You know, I'm trying to work through my depression. But I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I will see y'all the next one. Love y'all.